It's time for Your Home with Mike and Jill, a talk show about everything Long Island. And here are Mike McLean and Jill Conway McDowell.
Well, hello there.
Hey, good morning. This is exciting.
It is. This is our first show, Mike.
Our first show. Boy, mm-hmm. We are so excited. Brand new year, a brand new month.
I know.
COVID was and is still a part, but boy, we're hoping for some really good, fun beginnings with this.
You know what? I always listen. Obviously, I'm a big music person, but I heard the song and everybody knows it, Starting Over, or Just Like Starting Over, John Lennon. And I thought, isn't that a perfect theme song for our show? No, we can't take it for copyright reasons, but because that's what 2021 is, I think, for everybody, right?
It's a time to kind of like feel refreshed and wanting to feel new again, you know? And I think so many people have been asking, you know, because of 2020 and the way that it was designed and laid out for us, why?
Right.
And why was this like this? What is the reason? What has it taught us? Mm. You know, and I kind of was pondering that this morning when I was driving in, and I said to myself, you know what? I think there's just so much good that came out of it too. Mm. Kind of gave me a lot of good time with my family, a lot of time that I was able to kind of devote by listening more and being home with them, obviously. And it's really taught me a whole lot more about myself. You know, about how I can take the time to do things without staring at that phone or really just paying attention to the folks that are around me. And I kind of find that to be so important.
Well, it's so funny because I think it has been a time for everyone to get back to basics, self-reflection, right? We were working from home. There's not really much commute. And people had that extra time to say, you know what, maybe I'm going to start running again. Maybe I'm going to exercise again.
I love that.
You know, what's important to me, and I think a lot of people, many people I know, are saying my family's really important.
Yeah.
And maybe at some point, we lost track of that.
I completely agree. Right. So, you know, where you can sit and say, boy, I haven't been able to go to that bar. I wasn't able to go to that wedding.
Which we all miss, let's be honest.
We do, yes. Of course we do. But, you know, we miss the weddings that were planned and that people had to postpone. And it brought in a lot of feelings, a lot of resentment and anger and frustration. But yet, what's on the opposite side of that?
Right.
What is on the opposite side of that? Just what you said. And I think that to be so important. And so I'm going into this year saying, sure, there's going to be things that, you know, we've made that plan, and you know, I always say, you make a plan and God laughs, right?
It's true.
Yeah, and you know, and so I'm kind of going into this saying, you know what, this is going to be a fantastic year, a year that I'm going to be able to create and have fun with, and whatever comes my way, I'm going to be okay with that.
Which is a perfect segue into what we're doing. We're starting over, in a way, with the show.
Yeah,
we've entitled it "Your Home with Mike and Jill."
That's right.
I'm Jill Conway McDowell, and go ahead.
And Mike. I'm Mike McLean.
And we used to be on the news.
That's right.
I used to be on News 12 for years and Channel 11 and TV 55. I left a few years ago. And Mike, you used to be doing what?
So when I got out of high school, I started a career in radio, just as funny as it is.
Interesting.
And here I am. So I did some radio for some short time, and I had a lot of fun with that. I went into doing some TV work at News 12. Me and you just missed each other, but yet great friends now.
Yeah.
And then I left, and I said, you know, I really, really love that real estate world, and I went back into it, and I'm just so happy. I'm happy to be where I'm at right now in my life.
So you were telling me before, because we only met when we started real estate, but yet we found that we had so much in common.
Sure.
And we've become good friends, which is why we're kind of doing this together, and also why it's called Your Home with Mike and Jill, because we're not married or anything like that.
Right.
We're married to other people, but we have the most, I think sometimes the most deep conversations.
100%.
You know, as friends do, and now we're kind of exposing that all to you all, and you can be a party to it and listen to it and I guess send us some feedback, nice feedback. No haters, please.
Of course.
But so what did you do? You were high above, right? In a helicopter. No?
So I after my time at News 12, where I was a traffic reporter for the morning show for a short time, then I worked for News 12 Traffic and Weather. Was more, you know, hey, you know, you put on that channel 61, and then you would watch all of the cars and the maps and whatnot. I was the voice to that on those overnights, in the morning hours, and in the afternoon. So that was fun. But then I, so then I worked over at, I did some work, doing some helicopter work, NBC and Fox 5 News. I flew the helicopter. Well, I personally
Wow, you're
did
a pilot
it.
Now.
I reported on it. And I have to say, it was a big fear of mine. I did not want to be in it. You know, when that was
That's
hovering.
Scary.
Yeah, when it was hovering and I was sitting in the back and the guy, Frank was his name, who was the pilot. And I'm like, is everything okay? And he's like, absolutely, Mike, it's okay. Just report the story. And I'm like, but I'm scared. So, and I was scared. I'm not going to lie. But I knew it was something that I wanted to do. It's off the bucket list. And now I'm in real estate, thankfully. And I say that because I truly love what I do. Every day in real estate, it's something different.
It
you know?
Is.
And you know that too, and well, I'm going to obviously have so much time to really talk about real estate, but that's what I love. I love the people. I love how every story is different, and in real estate, you're getting to meet all of these different people, and they have a story, right? And I get to be invited into that, and it's fun.
Well, it's very similar to news.
Yes, it
is. Because
every
day is a different... You never know what the day is going to hold, right?
That's right.
And it's so funny. I was up in a helicopter in the News 12 chopper, reporting years ago for it was a 4th of July. Picture this, my friend. It was a 4th of July, and I had just gone up right before sundown, which was probably wasn't the best decision because there are fireworks on 4th of July, and all of a sudden there were things going off around us, and something there was a thud in the on the helicopter.
Oh,
and they said, okay, you know what? We have to land now. So I think I went. Hell.
With the panic attack, of course.
Of course. And I at that point, I was like, you know what? I don't think I'm ever going to come up here again. I don't know. There's
back to the anchor desk you went.
Yes. So, the helicopter is not as easy a job as one might think. You know, you watch people up there with the headset and you think, how cool is that? But gosh, it's not. You're seeing, you know, birds flying next to you, and there's not much between you and the ground.
Right. Well, I'll never forget. I'm in New Jersey. We're in the hangar. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're hanging out, and all of a sudden we get the call. There is a overturned tractor trailer in Bridgeport, Connecticut, on the I-95 turnpike on the northbound side.
You have a good memory.
I'll never forget it. And so there we are. Psh, we run to the story, and now there is. I'm in. I was in NBC. Okay. And next to us, you see all of your friends, but yet competitors, right? Mm-hmm. There's Jill Nicolini and Air 11.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who we know. And then there was the other reporters in the other helicopters, and we're all hovering. Sort of what I was saying before, I was nervous because, you know, I'm just filling in for this week while Dan Rice was on vacation. And all of a sudden, this helicopter, we're watching, and I'm trying to gather my notes to go on and give the story. But yet, the helicopter that I'm sitting in was hovering so bad that it was making this this movement in the back of the helicopter. And I'm, like, going up and down, and I'm asking the guy, the pilot, Frank, and I said, is everything all right? He's like, yeah, just tell your story. And I'm saying to myself, is this real? You know, like,
right.
I want to go home.
Right, exactly.
And so, that was pretty interesting, you know. But it was kind of fun, too, because as we're all hovering, right? I'm looking at, and Jill's waving to me,
right.
And I'm waving to her. And so that was kind of comforting. But yeah, I like my feet on the ground.
Yeah, I do. I'm not a good flyer, period.
But it was a fun experience for sure. That's
Do you miss it?
Do I miss the business or the helicopter?
The business.
I love real estate, and I'm loving doing this with you right now. So I think I got the best of both worlds.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm very lucky to do this with you, Jill.
I feel lucky too, Mike.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a very cool opportunity for us.
Yeah.
I've never done it before. I've never done radio. You know, I did news for 20 years. And so this is a very different world for me.
Yeah. And what about you? Do you miss the TV? I mean, I remember.
Everybody asked me that.
I remember you were on PIX 11 in New York City, network TV, in 2001.
Yeah.
What was that experience like?
Well, 9/11, sure. 9/11. You know what's funny? I was supposed to work the morning show. I was a reporter there. I was supposed to, it was primary day. And I was supposed to be stationed in Lower Manhattan. And the night before, my news executive producer, John Hausman, and if you're listening, John, call in. No. and he said, you know, we're switching you around. We're going to put you on at night tomorrow night. And I said, oh, all right, even better. I can sleep in, you know. So,
sure.
In hindsight, that was probably a very good move because I probably would have been more so in the thick of it than I was when I went in there later that morning and afternoon. But You know, that was a horrible time, a difficult time for everybody, for the people obviously living through it, and the people, all the, all the responders who were there for months, and you know, eventually, I mean, they succumbed to the illnesses they got because they were there, but. I mean, that's a, you know, it's funny. I for a long time after, I think even the reporters and the anchors who covered it had almost like a post-traumatic, time with it. But I didn't talk about it for a long time because it's very sad. It was a very sad time. We were down by, you know, Ground Zero. And, people were begging you to help them find their loved ones. It was just so sad. I lost a friend then. I feel myself getting choked up because it's still, you know, it's still such a difficult time. And when I hear people who, like, certain politicians or something, maybe who say something and you know, kind of brush it off for, my New York accent came out there. It's upsetting because we all lived it. You know?
Of course, of course. I remember Carol Silva and Doug Gied were both anchoring News 12 Long Island that morning, as they did every morning at that time. And the traffic reporter, Sarah Roche, a former traffic reporter there, was a friend of mine, still is. And she, it was at that very, very pivotal moment that I remember watching this saying, wow, this is real. This is really, really happening. You know that question, where were you on 9/11?
Yeah.
Well, I was in my living room, and I remember watching, and she was screaming at the people on TV as she's going, as she has been live all morning and afternoon and now into the evening, and saying, get off of the roads. Get off of the roads. I'm saying that. I'm getting some chills. Mm. And she said it so angrily.
Right.
Is that the right word to say?
Well, go ahead.
We'll
it's
fix
a pass.
That later, guys.
We'll give you a pass.
Yeah, but she said it with such emotion and so strict, like, get off the roads.
Right.
You are not allowed to be on the roads
because
first responders, that's what the road was open for. And those beautiful people did what they needed to do to make us better, to make us safe, you know? And I can't imagine being you, imagine, you know, feeling it almost firsthand, what that experience was like, you know?
Yeah, I was down there the second day. I remember standing next to George Stephanopoulos was on my left. I can't remember who was on my right, someone from Fox. And it was, I remember saying, like, taking a beat and saying, wow. Like, this is
real.
Yeah.
I can see it in your eyes. I can see the emotion. Yeah. That's not easy. You know, and this show, right, it's going to be a lot of this, a lot of real talk, a lot of real raw talk that, you know, we're going to be able to just simply have that conversation with you guys at home. And we want to know, you know, how do you feel? You know,
right.
And one of the most things that we're so passionate about is obviously our career in broadcast journalism, whether it been radio or TV, but yet also now with real estate, because both Jill and I do real estate.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
we do. And in different areas, kind of different areas.
Different areas, indeed. But, you
same
know,
company.
The same company.
The best company.
The
best
Long Island
company.
Yeah.
Born and bred in Long Island.
That's right. We are Long Islanders, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's a whole lot of fun. You know, and it's like we said in the beginning of the show, it's a brand new show. It's a brand new year. And there is just topics that we want to talk about with respect to real estate. Mm-hmm. What is real estate like right now? You know, what are people saying? What is the conversation? What's the buzz? You know, what's the market like? You hear so many people talk about it. And we're going to have fun chatting about that.
Yeah. Is it busy for you right now? So tell us the towns you work.
So, you know, I really cover a lot of central Suffolk County, Ronkonkoma, Holbrook, Coatesville, Farmingville, Centreach, Selden, Quorum. Sounds like I've said that before, right?
I love it.
So, you know, I love that central area. I'm a Ronkonkoma guy, you know.
Right.
I grew up in Ronkonkoma. I live there. I have fun there. I bought my parents' home, the home that I was raised in, you know. So now I live there now. And, you know, it's fun being able to work in the community that, you know, that you live in. You know, I went to high school in Sachem. Sachem High School. I graduated in 1995. And, you know, I just have so much fun. There's so much root and history there. So, yeah, that's
nice.
Suffolk County area is where I work. I know you're a little bit more on the North Shore.
A little bit. Yeah, I'm a little bit to your north. I grew up in Commack, and I went to school. I was a Catholic school kid, so I went to Christ the King and then St. Anthony's High School, which my kids go, where my kids go now.
Nice.
I love it. And So I grew up in Commack, and I live in St. James. So I do that whole area, but St. James, Nesconset, Smithtown, Hopog, Nissaquag, Head of the Harbor, Comac. I don't know if I said that already. Comac. Setauket.
Setauket.
Yeah. So.
Setauket.
Yeah. Although you know, we all branch wherever we need to go. I mean, if there's family, friends, referrals, people who trust us, we go there. We'll go anywhere.
You might be a Long Islander right now sitting in your home in Belmore and saying, maybe I'll give these guys a call. And it's okay to do that because we cover Long Island. We know Long Island. And a lot of what we need to do is kind of just go by the stats. We'll talk a whole lot more about that. But, it's what they call comparables. Right,
exactly. And Like I have buyers who just bought a house or were under contract in Bayport. So I'm over there. We're out east. You know, we're going to hit the Hamptons soon.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have a show in the Hamptons.
Maybe we'll have a show in the Hamptons. Uh-huh. How fun is that going to be, right?
Live coming at you from the Hamptons.
Oh, boy. This show is going to be a whole lot of fun. It really is, Jill.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to talk about things that, I think it's just
might make people uncomfortable.
Might make you a little uncomfortable at
home. Or give you cause for pause.
Right. Yeah.
Right? Take a minute and think. Like, I love that what you said, why. I think so many people don't ask that question. Mm. About themselves. Why do I? And this, it's funny because I wanted to talk about resolutions. So
let's do
that. Okay, so New Year resolutions. Do you make resolutions?
I don't. For me, I personally kind of say it's like if I want to do a diet, it's like me saying that on a Friday and saying, you know what? I'll hold off until Monday. I don't know if Monday's going to be here for me. So for
me, what's going on? Why?
I just don't know what that is going to look like.
Okay.
So what I do know is that if I want to do something, I want to put that effort into doing it now.
Okay.
Because in our worlds, and we have had so many of those great conversations, that there is no better time than right now.
Right. Well, if you put it off, it might not happen, right?
Correct.
There's always, that's the Scarlett O'Hara. Mm. Well, tomorrow is another day. Let's do it tomorrow, right? And then maybe
let's do it tomorrow.
Something might come up tomorrow.
Right. So if there's something that we want to do, let's try to create it now to make it work.
You do. And I have to say, Mike has often said that to me. He pushes me forward, like, do it. Why? What's preventing you? Stop it. Do it now. And you need someone in your life to kind of push you forward to say, what's stopping you?
Right.
You know, what are you afraid of?
There's
a
fear.
Such a powerful
like
question.
If on Friday you're saying to yourself, you know what? There's something in me right now that's telling me that I'm going to start this diet, but I'm going to now something is telling you in your head, but no, let me start it on Monday. Mm. So we have to kind of like go into ourselves and say, oh, so you feel that good positive energy of saying, hey, let's do this because we know we want to lose weight or we know that we want to feel better. But then what is that other part saying? Yes. Okay. I'm acknowledging that there's the good of me wanting to do, but I'm also acknowledging the fact that I don't want to do it right now, and that means I'm scared, which equals fear.
Mm.
And that fear is saying, start it on Monday. And then what happens on Monday? Who knows what it's going to be like on Monday? So what my point, though, is that's...
Debbie Downer, Mike.
No, that's not a Debbie Downer. That's like what you had said to me coming off of the elevator this morning, right? You had said, who am I? And you said it in a joking way, but isn't that a question that we ask ourselves
all the time? And who do I want to be?
And who do I want to be?
Yeah.
Who do we want to be? And how do we want to get there? How do we create ourselves to be there?
It's funny because some people do live by resolutions, and then they get very sad when they don't follow them.
Right.
Which
and why don't they follow them?
Right. It's funny because, I feel like I always say this to my kids. There's always, whenever you're about to do something or you're thinking something over, there's always like, I always think of that like Tom and Jerry cartoon where it's the angel and the devil on your shoulder. And the angel's like, yeah, do it, do it, do it. And the devil's like, what were you thinking? Why do you think you'd be good at that?
Right.
Don't do it,
Right.
Back out now.
Right.
And I feel like that happens all the time.
Mm.
So what voice do you listen to?
I think it's that inner voice.
Yeah, but where is it guiding you, right? Because you're all, no matter what, and I feel like during the biggest changes in your life, you always have that doubt that maybe this won't work out. Maybe I won't lose the weight. Why should I bother?
I think I think I've used this example with you before in the past, but yet imagine it's Sunday. Right. And you have
it is Sunday, Mike.
It is Sunday. Imagine it. But I'm just using this.
Okay.
It is Sunday. So get that puzzle out. Right. And you know how it has 1,000 pieces.
Mm.
OK. So now put on all the pieces. And what are the first thing that you say? Oh, my God, I'm so energized and I want to create this puzzle. I want to see what the picture looks like. right? And then all of a sudden, it's sort of like, I'm getting tired. This is a lot. Or, I don't want to do this.
Sure.
But now, you start connecting the pieces, and you're starting to see something, and that what you're seeing, that picture, looks good, and you want to see the full picture. So my point to this analogy here is, imagine that picture to be your life. The pieces, number one, have to fit. And if they fit comfortably, you know that it was right for you to connect to that.
Right.
And as you connect more and more, I think it just is all part of trust, you know, and trusting without the fearing.
Well, and if the piece doesn't fit, it's not the right space.
That's it.
Right.
That's it. We've had so many open conversations together, right? Oh, my God, should I do this, or should I do this, or maybe I won't consider doing this? And then the questions always become, like you said,
what are you afraid of? You always say, what are you afraid of, Jill?
Right. Or why?
Right.
And the question is why? Why do we prevent ourselves from doing that? And, you know, we have so much time to talk
it's
about
true.
More and more of this. But, you know, some of the great topics. But yet, going back to your resolution, I want to stay committed. I want to stay committed to looking at what 2020 was and now what 2021 will be like for me as I connect my pieces. And what about you?
I was going to say, you're going to ask me what I'm going to do.
Don't be afraid to tell me now, Jill.
I won't. You know, I'm very, I don't really have a filter, Mike, and you might know this. I'll put one on, obviously. But I say exactly what's on my mind. Sometimes,
which I love.
Yes, but not everybody does, right? Because I tend to be very honest. Some people don't want to hear that, right? So you do, thank goodness.
It's your authentic self.
It is, right?
Yes.
But all right, so I'm going to try journaling. You've given me journals, empty journals to write in. I remember years ago, even when I was in news, and my father used to say, start journaling. Keep a journal. You're meeting so many famous people. You're doing so much incredible things. Keep a journal. So I was listening to Matthew McConaughey. He has a new book out, Green Light or Green Lights or something like that.
A lot of people say that I look like him. Sexy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You don't see it at all.
I mean, spitting image, actually.
Absolutely.
It is. Wow.
I'm bald, people, by the way.
And he has a head of hair. He's got a head of hair. Yeah. But anyway, no, so he has a new book. And I was listening to him, and he was saying, you know, he thinks journaling. Thank you. Journaling is a good idea because, you know, we have a tendency to remember maybe the not so great stuff that has happened in our life before we remember the good stuff. So if we journal and put even all the positive things that are happening in our life, as well as the bad, when those tough times come, and they always do, we can look back and see, look at what I did. Look how far I've come.
Yeah.
And I thought that was so powerful because, right, how many times do we think about the bad deals we've had this year or the deals that fell apart, when we don't think about that young couple who looked for 2 or 3 years to buy a house and we finally found it and they're so happy and starting a family.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think that is so important. So I'm going to try to do that.
I love that.
So we'll see. Ask me next week if I even started.
Guys, we're going to check in about 7 days, 1 week from today on the Sunday. We're going to check in. Jill, how's that working for you?
It could be amazing. It could be,
It
right?
will be.
Yeah,
it will
yeah,
be amazing. Yeah. So what are the things, what are the conversations do you foresee us having as we do this in this new year together? Like, what are you thinking?
Oh, wow. You know, I don't know. Some people might think I'm hard to get to know. I too have a tendency to put up a wall sometimes. So, but I don't have that with you. So I think, you know, I love those deep conversations.
Me
There's
too.
Nothing better to me than like around a fire pit with close friends, and we are going deep.
Yeah.
What's your greatest fear? Where do you think you've screwed up?
Right.
You know, even people that have maybe, you know, their marriages didn't work out. What happened?
Yeah.
And get real. Like, and don't just always put it off on someone else. It was someone else's fault.
Right.
You better own up to your crap when you're around me,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you're responsible, we're all responsible for some aspect of every relationship we're in, right?
That's right.
So if you're in something you don't want to be in, why are you in it? You know?
It makes much sense.
So I like that, those deep questions, and I think we talk a lot about that. So I'd like to do that, and I'd like to maybe, have some great guests on and talk about how they got to where they are. I'm always interested in how they started
yep.
and and where they are and where they see themselves going.
I think it's I love what you said, by the way, what you just shared before.
Thanks.
I really do. And I, you know, and although we haven't done a lot of laughing right now, I think what the people are going to find as they listen to our show on Sunday mornings is that Jill has one of the best laughs ever.
Oh boy.
Oh my God. I just love that. When we are joking and you are just laughing. But besides that, I think you're just one of the best.
When I can breathe while I'm laughing.
No, but I just think that you're one of the best human beings out there. You're authentic. You're real. You're not afraid to show who you are when we're chatting. And we've had so many hours of talks about life, spirituality. And I'm looking so forward to doing that with you in this set and this platform now, because it's going to be so much fun. And then, you know, naturally, we'll talk about what we love, too.
Right.
Spirituality, our family, our friendships. We'll talk about, you know, Long Island. We're big Long Island cheerleaders.
We are born and bred. Yeah.
And, you know, real estate, which is such a passion. We'll get to talk about all the different types
of... Oh, we have real estate, Mike?
We're going to talk about that. And then you had mentioned guests. I know we're not going to announce anything right now,
right,
but we have had such great ideas of who we're going to have on. Great, iconic Long Islanders, people with such great stories that are going to be able to share with us, and like you had said, we're going to be able to figure them out and see their road up to where they are.
You know, I was delivering, donating toys. I always donate toys every year to someone who used to be on News 12 a lot. And I think he was on this year, John Thiessen and his Children's Foundation. And I was talking to him yesterday. I was at the foundation, and he has the most incredible story. Everyone just sees, donate toys. Oh, I keep hitting the mic, by the way. So if you hear that noise, that's what it
that's
is.
That's Jill.
That's my hands are going. And I'm not Italian or anything. And don't take offense to no one, please, because I love Italians.
You love all.
I love all. I do
yes,
love all.
You do.
And he has such a powerful story, and he said he would come on, and I think I can't wait for him to talk, because that's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Perfect.
All right. So we have a few minutes left, Mike.
We do. And, you know, as we end the show shortly, right, I wanted to just put out there an intention of I am so looking forward to doing this more and more. Again,
me too.
I said this
me
before,
too.
But I'm so lucky that we're doing it together. But yet, with the people that are at home enjoying their cup of coffee on the Sunday morning.
There's nothing greater to me.
That
fresh cup of coffee on a quiet Sunday.
Yeah, and, you know, take the time to go to that computer and send us an email. Because
yes,
we would really love to hear what you thought of our first show.
It's be kind.
21, be kind. But yeah, our email, if you want to write it down, is yourhome, yourhome, yourhome at signaturepremier.com.
Yes. And I think we're also getting one for the radio station if we're allowed back in next week.
I think they're letting us back in for the next couple of weeks, but we'll figure that out after today's show. But again, it's your home at signaturepremier.com.
And I also think we need a theme song before a show. I was saying that before. So maybe we're going to rock out to something before we go on.
Good motivation.
Yeah.
Good
a Lady Gaga
good motivation.
Song, whatever it may be.
I love
it. You know, to feel the vibe.
We're going to leave that in your department, Jill. You're the creative one.
Not so much.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday morning.
It's a pleasure, guys. Yeah. Thanks for listening to us, taking the time out of your morning.
That's right. And we'll look forward to seeing you and hearing from you next Sunday.
Yeah. Come home with Mike and Jill. We'll see you next time.